Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, October 11th, 2018. So we have a War of the Roses. They might be married. They might be getting divorced. Yeah, we caused all of that. We got some funny phone calls about weird places where people were married because it's Salt's last day. He's heading off to get married. Also, a quick interview with Steve Perry. He talks about the ending of The Sopranos. And a brand new What Did Barrett Say? The Salt's Getting Married edition. So Salt won't be here tomorrow. We're all heading to Maine for his wedding ceremony on Saturday. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm solid. No, it's nuts. I'm just trying to get over, you know, everything. There's stress of packing up the cars and driving up there and coordinating people. My parents are supposed to wake up an hour ago. I'm getting a text from my wife. They haven't even woken up yet. She's like, do they know you're supposed to? They were supposed to get up early today. I'm like, go wake them up. Go upstairs. Wake up. Shake the bed. Get them out of there.
Well, I wanted to calm your nerves a little bit.
Thanks.
I have a brand new What Did Barrett Say? The Salt's Getting Married edition.
What did Barrett say? What did Barrett say? What did Barrett say?
So Barrett is 7 years old. He's going to be 8 in November. And I started off just by asking him the simple question about, like, what do you know about weddings and marriages?
Mm-hmm. It's special.
Why do people get married?
Because I don't know.
Tax benefits.
Why do you think people get married?
I don't know.
Why do you think me and Mom got married?
Because you loved each other.
How long are you supposed to be married?
Like 13.
13?
No, more. Like 20.
You know, Salt's mom and dad have been married for 50 years.
I give up.
My mom and dad were married for 2 years.
So did my dad.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, they weren't married very long.
Gee.
I know.
He was surprised to find out my mom and dad were only married for 2 years.
Wow.
I'd never
Maybe
told.
That's a little much for a 7-year-old brain.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm not a parent and all, but...
A lot of math.
So I wanted to ask Barrett, if there was something that you should know about now that you're married, something that you should do to make sure.
I'll take advice from anyone.
Right? Like, what should you do to be happy in a marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Fight. Get in arguments.
So you think they should do that?
Yes. Kiss.
Yeah, kissing would be good if you're married. Do Mom and I kiss a lot?
A lot.
What about at the wedding on Saturday? What should they do?
Have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Check.
Do you know what we're going to do?
Go to Maine.
Yeah, but once we get there after the wedding, do you know what happens after the wedding?
No.
They have a big party.
Why am I not there?
No kids allowed. They're going to have a DJ too.
You're just making this more hard for me.
I'm going to be doing I'm going to be flossing.
You can't floss.
I'm going to be doing the running man.
You can't do the running man.
I'm going to do every other dance in Fortnite.
You can't do any other dance in Fortnite.
He's putting his foot down.
And there's going to be cake and pie.
Okay.
Why am I not there?
That's a great question. I'll ask Salt why you weren't invited, okay?
Okay.
All right. I love
you. And Salt? Ooh, he's not going to be happy the next time I see him.
You're going to let him have it?
Punch, punch, punch.
I just love that the first thing he says
Come at
is,
me,
what
bro.
Do you do when you're married? And that's fight.
I
don't
wonder
know what that says about your home, Carson.
I wonder where he learned that.
Fight. Arguments.
Fight and arguments.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Oh, boy.
They're going to have a DJ, too.
You're just making this more hard for me.
Devastated.
It's all about Barrett. Literally all about Barrett.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
So according to TMZ, Selena Gomez has been hospitalized twice in the last 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
And the second time she suffered what sources are calling an emotional breakdown, and she is now at a mental health facility for treatment.
Wow.
She was at her Studio City home last week, the last week of September, when the first emergency hit. She was despondent and emotional over an alarmingly low white blood cell count in the wake of her kidney transplant. Mm. Family members drove her to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. She was released days later, but then had to be readmitted late last week because her low blood cell count persisted, and it threw Selena into a downward emotional spiral. Soon after she was admitted, she insisted on leaving, but doctors said she couldn't. They say Selena had a meltdown and freaked out. She tried to rip the IVs out of her arm. Sources say the episode was an emotional breakdown. It is being said that Selena is currently at an East Coast psychiatric facility and is receiving dialectical behavior therapy, which treats various mental health disorders. She's received this treatment in the past. She posted on September 23rd that she was taking a break from social media. She did like an Instagram Live. Here's a little piece of that.
Depression was my life for 5 years straight. Depression and anxiety was the forefront of everything that I did in my life. Every single thing. And I would still do it. Like, I would make myself, you know, have the courage to just keep going. And I think that slowly but surely it just kind of happened.
Wow.
She spoke for quite some time. People are saying she sounded this, she sounded that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what to say.
It's just sad at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday a little bit. That, you know, it's just, I just hope people are checking in on her and making sure she's all right.
It sounds like she's surrounded by family, yeah, which is good. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I can't imagine what that's like when, you know, you've done a kidney transplant and they start telling you your white blood cell count is low. That's not good. And, it can get scary and, and that can affect your
26
brain.
Years old, you know.
And I follow, so I'm pretty sure you guys all follow her on Instagram. And if you follow her on Instagram, you would have never known any of this is going on over the past couple of months.
And this that's the problem. This is one of those things. Right. That, you know, I've said this before. Your life looks bright and shiny, and it's sometimes those people who look the brightest and the shiniest that need the most help.
Right.
Okay, so certainly wish her well. Send the good thoughts in the universe. NBC is giving the green light for another new music competition series. I want your guys' opinion on this. It's focused on songwriting.
Nope.
Huh. It's called Songland. It's executive produced by Adam Levine and the Eurythmics' Dave Stewart and produced by One Republic's Ryan Tedder. It will give a lucky songwriter the chance to have their song recorded by a famous musician.
Huh,
Each episode will see five songwriters performing a song for three producers and a major recording artist who will then mentor them on how to improve the tune. Charlie Puth will be a part of the first episode. What do you think?
I kind of like this just because it's something different. I'm going to watch it, but I don't know. Nope. Listening to unfamiliar songs by unfamiliar artists, I don't know how that's going
to
play out.
It is going to. This is destined to be one of those like overnight VH1, you know, watches. That's where this should be. Nobody's going to watch this regular time.
Real quick, like it looks like our invitation got lost in the mail yet again, Carson, for
what
Robert
happened?
Kraft's exclusive big party he has down at Gillette every year.
Yes.
And, you know, in the past, the Rolling Stones stopped by and played.
Sure.
No big deal. All this year, Sir Paul McCartney.
I know that guy.
He sang A Hard Day's Night, Lady Madonna, Hey Jude, and according to the Boston Globe, the musical high point was the show's finale, a blistering rendition of Carry That Weight from Abbey Road.
Oh. I don't know. They don't really have a lot of hits to me. That's kind of... We had a big event yesterday. Erin O'Malley hosted a conversation with Steve Perry, of course, former frontman there of Journey. And, you know, a part of television history, that song. And I want to talk about that in a minute, but we have a piece of audio here first. What is this audio?
So this is sort of like we're all sitting there waiting. He walks through the crowd.
Yeah.
He sits down and Erin welcomes him.
Sit down. We got a lot to talk about tonight, okay?
We absolutely do. Oh my gosh. So first of all, welcome back. It is so great to have you back. It's so funny to me because I've heard some interviews and I've seen some interviews where you're like, I couldn't believe how many people were there and excited. And you're Steve freaking Perry. Do you not? Do you not Wikipedia yourself? Like, oh my gosh, no, of course we're excited.
I'm not Wikipediaing me, I'm telling you that right now. No,
it is.
I'm just not impressed by me. I'm not,
Well, we are.
Well, thank you. That I'll take, thank you.
So this is a story from ABC News from June 14th, 2007, and it was right after the finale of The Sopranos. The television moment has already secured its place in pop culture lore. The New Jersey mobster drops a quarter in the jukebox. The keyboard intro of a classic power ballad fills the air. And the quintessentially American arena rock band Journey croons, "Don't Stop Believin', Hold On to the Feeling."
So, yeah, Erin asked him about this because the story was that he wasn't going to let them use the song. And that he eventually did, but nobody knew sort of the backstory. So here he is explaining it.
You know the story? Well, I held out, you know.
Oh, I know you held out, but you finally came around.
I came around Thursday at 4 o'clock before it aired Sunday.
You made what? Him show it to you first, right?
Because they had to tell me. I didn't want them all to be whacked while Don't Stop Believin's going.
Right.
You know. I mean, Scorsese would do that, but I didn't feel like doing that, you know? And so so I made him tell me what happened. And nobody gets whacked, he said. And they did go to, but he didn't tell me they went to black.
It was great, though.
It was really great.
People still talk about it.
Well, because you know why? Is because he thumbs through, and he's sitting at the little diner table, and it's got the little jukebox thing. He's thumbing through, and he's going, oh, I think it says heart. Then he goes to me and goes, oh, I think there's a Journey song. And then he goes, oh, there's a Tony Bennett song. And he reaches his pocket, and he puts a quarter in and pushes a couple of buttons, and you just sit there and wait. You know he's going to play Tony Bennett.
Right. That's what I thought, too.
I mean, come on. He's a mobster, right? And the Journey song starts.
And I guess they talked for almost an hour and a half yesterday, Steve Perry. Yeah, that's all of it. That's
oh,
all
it did, because he then goes, at the end of it, he goes, so what we all learned from this is that Tony Soprano is a Journeys fan.
Oh. You know, it's funny. In the article that I read from 2007, Steve Perry says, actually, I'm messing around with music again. I'm starting to write and enjoy the process. We'll see where that takes me. And here we are over a decade later, and he is just releasing music.
Yeah, so the interview was amazing. I'm going to assume they'll have it up on the website mm-hmm. at some point today. You know, he talked about everything from, because obviously he and Aaron share the breast cancer connection with his girlfriend, and this is the reason that he wrote all these songs. And it was just... It was a magical evening, Carson. It really was.
So he's got a new album, Traces. Did he play any of the album?
Did they play any
pieces of it?
Oh, my gosh, yes, absolutely. There were songs playing throughout the whole time. He didn't sing. It was just like a conversation with him. They were sitting in these overstuffed chairs. It was very James Lipton-y.
Right.
What are his five favorite curse words?
I don't know. But he couldn't have been more kind. He couldn't have been more gracious. And he couldn't have... told better stories.
Yeah,
it really was. I'm not kidding.
And I heard at one point he called the woman who directed Wonder Woman.
So yes, Patty Jenkins directed Wonder Woman. Obviously, Aaron, if you don't know, dresses up like Wonder Woman every time she went to chemo.
Right.
And they had sent Steve a picture of her. You know, just getting to know you.
Right before the interview,
because they knew. And so at one point she was talking about this in the interview about how she was very inspired, and Steve met his girlfriend through Patty Jenkins. It's a story like this.
Right.
So Steve picks up his phone. And he's tapping on it, and we were all like, what's going on?
That's kind of rude on your phone in the middle of an interview with
and
Aaron
he was
O'Malley.
Like, assume something's wrong. So he goes, I'm so sorry, you guys. I have to do this. I am so, so sorry. 10 minutes later, his phone rings.
Right.
And everybody's like, what is going on? And he goes, hang on 2 seconds. He called Patty Jenkins in London. She's filming the second Wonder Woman movie. And it was London, so it had to be 1 a.m.
Sure.
And Patty Jenkins talked to Aaron.
Wow, that is spectacular.
Is she going to get a cameo in the next movie?
I hope she deserves it. It was a night unlike anything I've ever experienced in this industry. So it was really, really wonderful.
Wow. All right. So as soon as that is up on the website, we will let you know. I know it was like an hour and a half interview.
He just chatted.
With Steve Perry. Go check out the new album, Traces.
People got to ask questions in the audience. It was
Aaron O'Malley. And of course, it was a big fundraiser for Dana-Farber. And I heard they raised a ton of money.
$15,000 and he matched it.
Did he really?
Yep.
So $30,000?
Brought out his own big check and everything, Carson.
Oh, that is super cool. Super cool. Maggie and her husband, Chris, they went to a party, they played a drinking game, they got drunk, and now they might get divorced. It's Carson and Kelly's War of Roses. Maggie is in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. Why do you need to do this today? What's going on in your life?
Okay, well, so my husband and I, we were at a party over the weekend, and, you know, everybody got a little drunk, and we decided to play a game. So we're playing Never Have I Ever, basically, and when the statement, I've never had relations with more than one person at the same time, if you know what I mean, he drank.
Devil's Triangle.
I can do the math.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't be mad at him. For things that happened before me, you know, but it was a little uncomfortable at the party.
Imagine.
But anyway, I started thinking about his behavior in the past couple of weeks, and he's mentioned a girl that he used to date like a lot. He's been like bringing her up a lot, and like I see him, you know, liking her pictures on Facebook and stuff like that. So I'm wondering if that's like the girl, or you know, one of the girls that he, you know, did that with.
Wow.
And I'm also like, I don't know. I'm really wondering if he's like trying to kind of get back with her.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. A lot of moving parts. A
lot of new information in your life.
Yeah.
Woo.
So, Maggie, you understand how this works, right? We're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company. Call him, offer the dozen long stem roses, red roses, and we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Perfect.
Shelly? Chris is his name.
Thank
again.
You.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Chris?
Yes.
Hi, Chris. This is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. What's going on?
Well, I just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Hey, a dozen roses sounds pretty cool. Thanks.
Sure.
So do I need to... Is there something I need to, like, do, or...?
Sure. We'll just start with the card. So I need a name.
Okay. Yeah, please send them to Rebecca.
All right, and what would you like that card to say to Rebecca?
Yeah, you could have it say, okay, have it say, would love to recreate some of the old magic.
Oh, my God. I knew it. I knew it. I knew you were cheating, and I knew it. Oh, my God. I knew it. I knew it was the girl from the party last weekend that you talked about. God, I could see right through you.
Okay. Who's...
Chris?
Hello?
Chris, this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 in something we call War of the Roses. That's Maggie.
Yeah. Hey, Chris.
Hey, hon. Hey.
Hey. Hey, who's Rebecca? Who are you sending those flowers to, Chris?
It's... Babe, it's no one. It's just...
Oh, it's no one? Then who's Rebecca? I caught you. You are such a cheater.
Honey, I swear I'm not cheating on you. I swear.
Well, then it's just so coincidental. You start following your old girlfriend on Facebook, and now you're sending her flowers? The magic? What magic, exactly? Huh? The kind you can only get when you're, like, with two girls at once? Oh, my God. You are such a dog. Ugh.
But honey, it's not like that at all, okay? You totally got this wrong. I mean, I was just trying to talk to her to see if, you know, she might help us spice some things up a little bit. That's it.
Oh, you want to spice things up. So, wait, I just want to, I really need to get this straight. You tell a story in front of all of our friends about your wild night with two women. And afterwards, we get in a huge fight about it, but you think it's a good idea to send her roses and bring her back into our lives to spice things up a bit? Huh? You must think I'm so stupid.
No, honey, please. I do not think that. Just listen. If you hear me out, I can...
No. Why don't you listen to this?
Whoa. Spice things up there, huh?
Dude.
I mean, I swear that's what I was just trying to do. It sounded like a good idea at the time. I mean, I don't... That's all. Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that. See ya.
I got one question.
Go on.
How did Sleepy Bear there talk two ladies into the sack?
My sentiments exactly. Good riddance to you.
Hey, you want to come hibernate with me for the winter?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Salt's getting married in Maine this weekend.
I'm so excited.
So Salt's going to be gone tomorrow. We're all leaving. I'm going up. Are you going Friday?
I have to go up Saturday.
You're going up Saturday?
Yeah, I have to work on Saturday morning, so yeah.
Lana and I are doing like a little romantic weekend. We got a... we're seeing some little inn, the inn, whatever the name of the inn is, and we got the suite.
Ooh.
Yes. So maybe 9 months from now, there'll be a wedding baby.
That's how we got ours.
How are you making this about you? Stop.
I'm just saying thank you,
Seriously,
Salt.
Make
thank
it about
you.
Somebody else because I don't care. I'm Salt's over already. I'm over it.
Salt's tired of talking about it, I think.
I am done.
Is it weird having a wedding in Maine? Like, how is that going?
Well,
I wondered
it's
about
like a
that.
Destination wedding, but right. except instead of going to, you know, like a fun place, it's like you're going to backwards in time where people don't have the internet and won't return your damn call. I'm trying to give Maine money, you know.
Right.
And so, it's just been like pulling teeth with them.
So, I mean, it goes down on Saturday. Are you feeling confident that it's all going to go off well?
Yeah. At this point, I feel good. Last night at 12:01 a.m., I guess, because the clock had flipped.
That would be this morning.
Yeah, that's when I finally finished packing up the Jeep and the cars and we're ready to rock and roll and bring the family up there. So I'm like, there's really nothing else I can do. Like, once we get on the road after the show today.
Right.
It's all in whoever's hands is up there. You know?
Don't forget the baby.
That's Sarah's job. I got all the stuff. Her job is the baby and my parents.
So is this like the actual location? Is it in a hall or is it a?
It's in a barn.
Oh, it is.
We're a big barn family.
So is it
now.
Is it like a? Does it have walls? The barn is it like that or is it?
Yes,
like,
all barns have walls.
Well, no, I didn't know if it was an open air barn. You know what I mean? If it
would be like a tent.
No, it could be, you know what I'm saying, where it's all open.
No,
barns
I clearly
are meant to
don't.
Keep things inside.
I clearly don't because.
Okay, so in other words, I think
you're
what
asking about
I
walls.
Think what he's asking is it an indoor or an outdoor wedding?
It is an
ceremony.
It is outdoor ceremony, indoor reception.
Wonderful.
So bring a light jacket or sweater. It's going to be a little brisk.
All right. I'm so excited but for it's, Maine weather.
It's
fall.
It's going to be interesting because it's a beautiful location. Uh-huh. It's on top of a hill that overlooks a lake, and then there's a terrace that the wedding is going to be on.
It's very Instagrammable.
And then, yeah, you walk in, and please do not burn yourself on any of the outdoor fires that are going to be there. Not like fires, but like, you know, like fire pits.
Will there be s'mores?
Who knows?
I know what I'm packing.
Mm-hmm. What?
S'mores.
But what if there are already s'mores there?
Don't make this about you, Kennedy. Jill is from Holbrook and apparently has a funny story.
Solid burn, Carson. Solid burn.
Has a funny story about
fire pit burn.
Weird.
Really coming in hot.
Weird.
Oh, I'm wounded. Ooh, I'm never gonna recover from it.
Get some aloe for that burn. So Jill has a funny story, Kennedy.
Yes.
She's from Holbrook and about a weird place apparently to get married. Go ahead, Jill. What's your story?
My uncle got married on top of the tallest roller coaster. Like, at the peak of it, they were all sitting in the car. And when they said, kiss the bride, they let the roller coaster go down the hill. My uncle's kind of out there. His hair is usually, like, purple or pink or blue or some funny color. And him and his wife travel all over the country and go to different roller coasters. And they were when they were dating, so they decided what a better place than go to an amusement park and get married.
That's cool. I cut her off. Sorry about that, Jill.
That's a real thing too. Remember when we went to Six Flags and the
roller
coaster people?
Right.
They had traveled from all over the place.
What?
Catherine has a story too from Worcester. Yes, Catherine, what's your story?
There's this haunted house that everybody knows back home that's completely haunted, and the ghosts hate when people get married there. They like disturb the wedding. And some friends of my mom's got married there, renewed their vows, and their fruit punch tumbled over in the middle of the ceremony, and then her wedding cake fell, and then when she started walking, something tripped her, and her dress was short, so obviously something was trying to get on.
Whoa. Why would you ever do that? I don't understand people.
I don't understand why you would ever do a wedding like that's like a Halloween or like evil theme like that. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand those folks.
Debbie is from Revere. What's the weird wedding you saw, Debbie?
My sister, one of her friends in high school, she was like a typical like goth person, I guess you could say. And she actually had her wedding in a cemetery.
Yes.
And then her reception was in one of the like, you know, the stone temple type things that have people buried in there. She had it in her family like temple thing. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. Thank you.
Your wedding
in,
needs
Debbie.
A safe word. You are getting, or you're doing it wrong. I'm just going to say that.
The temple is a sarcophagus. Big word this morning.
How long is it going to take us to drive up there?
I don't know. I don't know how you drive.
Three hours.
I drive slow.
3 hours.
Three plus hours. Stop in Kittery. You know,
stop
I love
Kittery.
Enjoy yourself there.
Kittery.
You know, meander up.
Yeah.
Wander.
Okay. We will.
So
we're leaving right after the show tomorrow. Like, we're we're coming. We're coming for you.
Dan and I are coming tomorrow, too. We'll get some snacks.
I heard you guys have a ride.
We have a ride.
Like somebody's driving you.
We have a driver.
Like your children. It's wonderful.
The best part of all of this is that Annie and Dan and Kennedy and another dude are staying in a room together.
No, we're not staying in a room. We're staying in a house. We have an Airbnb.
Yes.
Annie and I are staying in bunk beds. Woo! And the boys get their own rooms. So much room for activities.
There's going to be so much awkwardness. I can't wait for the audio on Monday.
It's going to be good.
Salt's getting married in Maine this weekend.
I'm so excited.
So Salt's going to be gone tomorrow. We're all leaving. I'm going up. Are you going Friday?
I have to go up Saturday.
You're going up Saturday?
Yeah, I have to work on Saturday morning, so yeah.
Lana and I are doing like a little romantic weekend. We got a
seeing
some little inn, the inn, whatever the name of the inn is, and we got the suite.
Ooh.
Yes. So maybe 9 months from now, there'll be a wedding baby.
That's how we got ours.
How are you making this about you? Yeah. Stop.
I'm just saying thank you,
Seriously,
Salt.
Seriously, make
thank
it about
you.
Somebody else because I don't care. I'm done. Salt's ready. I'm over it.
Salt's tired of talking about it, I think.
I am done.
Is it weird having a wedding in Maine? Like, how is that going?
Well,
I wondered
it's
about
like a
that.
Destination wedding, but right. Except instead of going to, you know, like a fun place, it's like you're going to backwards in time where people don't have the internet and won't return your damn calls. I'm trying to give Maine money, you know.
Right.
And so, it's just been like pulling teeth with them.
So it goes down on Saturday. Are you feeling confident
that
it's all going to go off well?
Yeah, at this point, I feel good. Last night at 12:01 a.m., I guess, because the clock had flipped.
That would be this morning.
Yeah, that's when I finally finished packing up the Jeep and the cars, and we're ready to rock and roll and bring the family up there. So I'm like, there's really nothing else I can do. Like, once we get on the road after the show today.
Right.
It's all in whoever's hands is up there. You know?
Don't forget the baby.
That's Sarah's job. I got all the stuff. Her job is the baby and my parents.
So is this like the actual location? Is it like in a hall or is it a?
It's in a barn.
Oh, it is.
We're a big barn family.
So is it
now.
Is it like a? Does it have walls? The barn, is it like that or is it?
Yes,
like,
all barns have walls.
Well, no, I didn't know if it was an open air barn. You know what I mean? If it was
that would be like a tent.
No, it could be, you know what I'm saying, where it's all open.
No,
barns
I clearly
are meant to
don't.
Keep things inside.
I clearly don't because.
Okay, so in other words, I think
you're
what
asking about
I
walls.
Think what he's asking is it an indoor or an outdoor wedding?
It is an
ceremony.
It is an outdoor ceremony, indoor reception.
Wonderful.
So bring a light jacket or sweater. It's going to be a little brisk.
All right.
I'm so excited but for it's, Maine weather.
It's,
fall.
It's going to be interesting because it's a beautiful location.
Uh-huh.
It's on top of a hill that overlooks a lake, and then there's a terrace that the wedding is going to be on.
It's very Instagrammable.
And then, yeah, you walk in, and please do not burn yourself on any of the outdoor fires that are going to be there. Not like fires, but like, you know, like fire pits.
Will there be s'mores?
Who knows?
I know what I'm packing.
Mm-hmm.
What?
S'mores.
But what if there are already s'mores there?
Don't make this about you, Kennedy. Jill is from Holbrook and apparently has a funny story.
Solid burn, Carson. Solid burn.
Has a funny story about
fire pit burn.
Weird.
Really coming in hot.
Weird.
Ooh, I'm wounded. Ooh, I'm never gonna recover from it.
Get some aloe for that burn. So Jill has a funny story, Kennedy.
Yes.
She's from Holbrook and about a weird place apparently to get married. Go ahead, Jill. What's your story?
My uncle got married on top of the tallest roller coaster. Like, at the peak of it, they were all sitting in the car. And when they said, kiss the bride, they let the roller coaster go down the hill.
Whee!
My uncle's kind of out there. His hair is usually, like, purple or pink or blue or some funny color. And him and his wife travel all over the country and go to different roller coasters. And they were when they were dating, so they decided what a better place than go to an amusement park and get married.
That's cool. I cut her off. Sorry about that, Joe.
That's a real thing too. Remember when we went to
the
Six Flags and the
real.
Roller coaster people?
Right.
They had traveled from all over the place.
What?
Catherine has a story too from Worcester. Yes, Catherine, what's your story?
There's this haunted house that everybody knows back home that's completely haunted, and the ghosts hate when people get married there. They like disturb the wedding. And some friends of my mom's got married there, renewed their vows, and their fruit punch tumbled over in the middle of the ceremony, and then her wedding cake fell, and then when she started walking, something tripped her, and her dress was short, so obviously something was trying to get on.
Whoa. Why would you ever do that? I don't understand people.
I don't understand why you would ever do a wedding like that's like a Halloween or like evil theme like that. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand those folks.
Debbie is from Revere. What's the weird wedding you saw, Debbie?
My sister, one of her friends in high school, she was like a typical like goth person, I guess you could say. And she actually had her wedding in a cemetery.
Yes.
And then her reception was in one of the, like, you know, the stone temple type things that have people buried in there. She had it in her family, like, temple thing. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. Thank you.
Your wedding needs
Debbie.
A safe word. You are getting, or you're doing it wrong. I'm just going to say that.
The temple is a sarcophagus. Yeah. Just, yeah. Big word this morning.
How long is it going to take us to drive up there?
I don't know. I don't know how you drive.
Three hours.
I drive slow.
3 hours.
So, yeah, three plus hours. Stop in Kittery. You know,
always stop in Kittery.
Enjoy yourself there. You know, meander up. Yeah. Wander.
Okay. We will.
So
we're leaving. We're leaving right after the show tomorrow. Like, we're coming. We're coming for you.
Dan and I are coming tomorrow, too. We'll get some snacks.
I heard you guys have a ride.
We have a ride.
Like somebody's driving you.
We have a driver.
Like your children. It's wonderful.
The best part of all of this is that Annie and Dan and Kennedy and another dude are staying in a room together.
No, we're not staying in a room. We're staying in a house. We have an Airbnb.
Yes.
Annie and I are staying in bunk beds. Woo! And the boys get their own rooms. So much room for activities.
There's going to be so much awkwardness. I can't wait for the audio on Monday.
It's going to be good.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Kempy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy. Some Cumberland Farms coffee right now is what I need.
Mm.
All right, let's get April, or no, I'm sorry, Annie from Hyde Park. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Nice name.
It's the best one, isn't it?
Ever.
It is. Sorry, I like when people have my name.
Oh, shiny things.
Annie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please? Yes. And I don't mean you, Annie.
Bye.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Just, I'm going to refer to you as Anna Dow.
Right.
This,
I'm going to call you Annabelle for the next few moments, okay?
No,
Annabelle?
You called me Anne Fran. You can use that.
Anne Fran? No, no, no. Yeah. Your name is Annie. We're going, she's Annie Dow over there. Okay, Annie, there are five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win. Remember, if you tie her, that is still considered a loss for you, okay?
Yes.
Question number one. On this date in 2010, Courteney Cox and David Arquette, announced their split. Which show about a group of neighbors did Courteney star in from 2009 to 2015?
A group of neighbors? I don't know.
Question number two. A couple were on their honeymoon in Sri Lanka when they got a little rum drunk, but instead of buying matching t-shirts, they bought the hotel they were staying in.
What?
Yes!
Which hotel chain has the slogan, "We'll leave the light on for you"?
Comfort Inn.
Question number three. True Blood Stephen Moyer, turning 49 today. He played Bill Compton on the show for 81 episodes. What was the character name of the female lead in True Blood?
I don't know. Veronica.
Bill just doesn't sound like a vampire name, you know? You're like Vampire Bill.
Question number four. Jennifer Garner revealed to Ellen DeGeneres that her pet chickens get delivered to her through the mail.
What?
Is that a thing?
Apparently.
Use a forever stamp?
Yeah. Ultra Express.
Which ABC TV show did she star in opposite Bradley Cooper, where she played the international spy Sydney Bristow?
Jeez. I don't know any of these today. Sorry, guys. I don't know.
Question number five.
Annie letting us down.
Again.
Cardi B turns 26 today. Cardi B is a Red Sox fan, even though she's from New York and grew up less than 10 blocks from Yankee Stadium. Did Cardi B grow up in the Bronx or Manhattan?
I'm going to guess the Bronx.
I'm so glad you did. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
And there we go.
Coming in clutch.
Yes.
Just like Brock Holt over
just
there, Annie.
Just became my second favorite Annie. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so Annie got 1 out of 5.
Oof.
Sooch.
I'm so happy.
We are too.
Me too. All right, these are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. On this date in 2010, Courtney Cox and David Arquette announced their split. Which show about a group of neighbors did Courtney star in from 2009 to 2015?
Friends.
Cougar Town.
Oh, crap. Wasn't even paying attention.
0-0. Question number two. A couple were on their honeymoon in Sri Lanka when they got a little rum drunk, but instead of buying matching T-shirts, they bought the hotel they were staying in.
Holler.
I've done that 100 times.
Which hotel chain has the slogan, "We'll leave the light on for you"?
Motel 6.
1-0. Question number three. True Blood's Stephen Moyer, 49 today. He played Bill Compton on the show for 81 episodes.
Sookie.
What was the character name of the female lead in True Blood?
Sookie.
You got to say it like him.
Sookie.
2-0. Question number four. Jennifer Garner revealed to Ellen DeGeneres that her pet chickens get delivered to her through the mail. Which ABC TV show did she star in opposite Bradley Cooper, where she played international spy Sydney Bristow?
Alias? I forgot Bradley Cooper
was in
there.
Yeah, he was in there.
3-0. Question number five.
He was a computer.
Cardi B turns 26 today. Cardi is a Red Sox fan, even though she's from New York. Did she grow up in the Bronx or Manhattan?
The Bronx.
That is correct.
Holler.
Nice job, Kennedy.
Thanks. I had to redeem myself from last hour.
Mm, yes, very well done.
You did handily.
Okay, so Kennedy gets the win. Annie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I have a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. It is the newest savory magazine from Stop and Shop, which is in stores now. For October, Savory showcases fall flavors and hearty favorites like old-fashioned pot roast and baked streusel apples. Pick up your copy at Stop and Shop now and enjoy that gift card, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. Annie, what would you... Not you, Annie.
I get it.
Okay. Annie, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Annie from Hyde Park, and I can't beat Kennedy.